We are in the Shabbos of Chodesh Elul. Elul, as we know, has three acronyms, three lashitavas, which represents the Avodah of Elul. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. I recognize the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I develop my relationship, I interact with Him. That brings Hashem even closer to me. Umar Hashem is levavcha ulevav zarecha. Et levavcha, et levav, HaRashitavis Elu. Hashem will remove all the things that are separating between our heart and the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third one is Ish l're'ehu u'matonis le'evyonim. Elu. Ish l're'ehu u'matonis le'evyonim. Caring for one another, giving gifts to one another. Tshuva tefillah l'tzaka. Those three things represent the avodah of Elu. Tshuva tefillah l'tzaka. Omar Hashem is levavcha. Is tshuva. The lave of a Jewish person, the heart of a Jewish person, is supposed to be always focused on emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're coming into Shabbos, on Elul, we should think, I want my desires, that's the lave, my desires to be desires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always see the good in every situation. When I sit by the Shulchan Shabbos, pay attention to how much my wife, or my husband, or children, or all of us together have put together to make this food so special. The fact that we have one another is something to be thankful for. The food that we have on the table. Baruch Hashem, we live in a time that there's plentitude. There's so much, much more than any other time in recent history. And the fact that we have the Shabbos is the greatest. The lave Yehudi should be so excited on Shabbos as a special day that only Jewish people have to stop everything and just focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Shabbos. Moral Hashem is Levavcha. To appreciate what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a time to remind us of Hashem created the world. Hashem has a special relationship with Klal Yisrael, took us out of Mitzrayim, and all the little and big things He gives us every day of our lives. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. I want to express it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. How do I express it to Hashem? I daven the three tefillahs. A Shabbos davening should be even with more kavanah during the weekday. We don't have all those other things on our mind. We can focus, take our time, not be in a rush. Appreciating the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we say in all the different mizmorim, in the extra mizmorim we say on Shabbos, Shabbos Shmon Esrei. We don't make so many requests, but the only request we do make is Kachem Mitzvah Yisechus, Nechokim Mitzvah Yisechus, Avinu Tzuvecha, Tarlim Beinu Lodach of Emes. Request of desire that we should have the simcha of closeness to Hashem and perfect ourselves in our Torah and avoidas be'emes. And the third thing on Shabbos, Ish l'rei matonis levyonim. We're not giving our gifts on Shabbos, but a maton doesn't have to be a physical gift. It could be a smile to somebody else, a good Shabbos comment. At home, make sure the Shabbos table is in good spirits of simcha and happiness. That's the third thing. So we're saying that now, Chodesh Elul, we have a special opportunity to readjust ourselves, have more clarity in how special, how fortunate we are. And Shabbos is a special time that we're not involved in so many of those other interactions that we really focus on the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it'll be an Eldika Shabbos. This mirror will be tremendous. The sin for everybody together. The Shulchan Shabbos will be in a elated joyous spirit was full of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to one another. And even if somebody in the table doesn't do what he's supposed to do, not getting upset about it, that's also part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos and like we said with our tefillos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Sure, Hashem, it's really important to us setting aside time for Torah learning. Obviously, that's interacting with Hashem. If we make the Shabbos more of a Shabbos, the Mitzvah will affect the entire week. And if we make the Elul Shabbos, the Shabbos of Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, I'm closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will affect the Rosh Hashanah and the Mitzvah, the entire year that's coming.